Gas giant Shell is facing accusations it's trading excess LNG to its marketing hub in Singapore to avoid paying tax in Australia. The Tax Justice Network Australia says Shell hasn't paid any income tax in Australia since 2015. The federal government says it's crucial to keep a close eye on marketing hubs to make sure they're not tax avoidance schemes. Sarah Dingle reports.
It all started politely enough. Last week, the competition watchdog, the ACCC, released a report on gas, sounding the alarm on a potential domestic gas shortage next year. Tucked away in one section, the report also described an LNG exporter selling its excess gas to a related party for prices significantly below the international spot price. RN Breakfast has confirmed this was Shell's QC LNG, selling its additional LNG cargoes to its marketing hub in Singapore. Singapore's company tax rate is nearly half that of Australia's. The practice of selling a product to a subsidiary in a lower tax jurisdiction like Singapore, and then on-selling it, is what's known as a Singapore sling. Professor Rob Brunig from ANU's Crawford School of Public Policy explains there's a tax perk to be had at both ends.
Suppose that my Singapore office does some marketing for me and they charge me for those marketing services. That's going to be a profit in Singapore and it's going to be an expense in Australia. So I can deduct that as a tax deduction, as an expense on my tax return. I get a large tax deduction because there's a 30% tax rate in Australia. And when I take the profit in Singapore, I only pay maybe 15% tax or 10% tax.
No one from Shell Australia was available for interview. The question is, was the low price paid for LNG by Shell's Singaporean marketing hub justifiable or not? The Australian Tax Office applies the so-called arm's length principle, which means comparing what a business has done and what an independent party would have done in similar circumstances. Professor Brunig says it can be really hard to tell.
If you're selling a good to a branch of your company, are you charging the price that your company would have to pay on the market if they were buying it for someone else? There are reasons that it might be a different price than the market price. So it might be cheaper to transact with your own company than with an external provider. So you can imagine that the prices wouldn't be exactly the same, but they should be approximately the same.
In this case, according to the ACCC, the price was, on average, $30 a gigajoule lower than the price for uncontracted gas in overseas markets in 2021.
So it wasn't, we're not talking about, 10% more or less, which, probably would be in the range of prices where the ATO wouldn't take a hard look at it and they would say that's kind of close enough. But here I think, at one point they were selling it at $15 per gigajoule as opposed to $45.
The ATO says it can't comment on the affairs of any individual or entity, but its tax avoidance task force has an acute focus on the resources sector, including marketing hub arrangements. The Federal Assistant Minister for Competition is Andrew Lee. He says he's aware of the matter mentioned in the ACCC report.
I've certainly read the report with interest. Obviously, you wouldn't expect me to comment on investigations that are on foot at the moment, but I certainly think it's vital that we're keeping a close eye on any sorts of marketing arrangements, making sure that they reflect commercial realities rather than an attempt to minimise the tax bill.
Just last month, Rio Tinto handed over almost $1 billion in unpaid tax to the ATO after an investigation into Rio's Singaporean marketing hub. Dr. Lee again.
The tax office have stepped up to close down the abuse of marketing hubs by major miners. We've seen the decision by BHP to settle for $500 million a few years ago, and more recently by Rio to settle for $1 billion. That recognises that if you're digging resources out of the ground in Australia and selling them off to Korea or China or Japan, you ought to be paying tax in Australia, not in Singapore.
It's not long since the domestic gas price was soaring and the national electricity market went through a series of suspensions. Dr. Mark Zernsack from Tax Justice Network Australia says an LNG Singapore sling is just part of the problem.
Australia has been the largest gas exporter in the world. We produce far more gas than we need currently, and yet we're seeing the vast majority of that going off for export, and then we're having an artificial shortage in Australia, which is driving up prices for local businesses that need that gas.
Dr. Zernsack says, taking a global view, Shell's not doing too badly.
Shell's global profits in the last quarter have been a record high, so they came in at $16.5 billion. in the last quarter for their global operations. In Australia, they have not paid any income tax since 2015. So effectively, they've said they've made no net profit in Australia since 2015 because effectively they haven't had to pay any tax here.
Does that pass the pub test?
No, definitely not. I think we would be right to absolutely think there is something completely wrong here, and that if Shell is extracting so much gas from Australia, they should be paying income tax here.
The ANU's Professor Rob Brunig says Australia's corporate tax rate is now one of the highest in the OECD.
You know, Australian businesses are eager to find ways to minimise that tax bill, and we have created a bit of an incentive for them to do that.
He says corporate tax isn't the best way to tax resource companies. He'd rather see a resource rent tax.
Part of the problem here is we're actually taxing these profits in a way that is inefficient and then that generates a lot of behavioural response. If we were taxing these more through a rent tax, we wouldn't have these behavioural responses because we'd just be taxing based on the value of what was coming up out of the ground.
Despite a growing chorus calling for reform, the federal government, since being elected, has indicated it has no plans to introduce a windfall profits tax on resource companies.
Sarah Dingle with that report. And RM Breakfast has sought a response from the ACCC and Shell. In a statement, Shell says, "We are committed to complying with the tax laws of the countries in which we operate, including Australia, and paying the right amount of tax at the right time. This commitment includes a cooperative relationship with the Australian Taxation Office." And you can find the full statement on our website.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.